I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
But not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace. Donations to the podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. That is R-E-A-L-D-E-A-L 0423. Guys, this is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast interview episode series, and today we got a special one. Today we got with us my ex-coach, current coach of the Falfurrias baseball program, one of the coaches on the staff, Coach Gabriel Perez. Coach Gabe, as everybody knows. How's it going, Big Dog? How's everything doing?
Oh, man, living the dream. Well, first things off, all glory to God. All glory to God.
And, amen.
Proud to see you, Darren. Proud of you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Guys, we got Coach Gabe on, finally. I've been wanting to do this since football season, as we talked about earlier before the episode. Just didn't happen, you know, but God's timing is perfect.
That's right. We're here, and you know,
we're right where we're supposed to be. So, guys, for any questions or if you would like to comment, email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com or tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League, on Patreon at the title of the show, Getter at Signs and Sports Podcast, True Social at Design I Gifted, Signs and Sports Podcast, Parler, Signs and Sports Podcast, Twitter at True_DIG, and at Signs and Sports Podcast. All right, we got that out of the way. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's get it. As you know, I tell everybody, It's just a simple conversation. I mean, back like when we were, you know, in the hallways of FHS and just having conversations, or in the locker room. I just want everybody to get an opportunity to hear you and to hear from you and give you an opportunity to talk to everybody, because I think when it comes to Falfurrias sports, this is one of the outlets that people tend to come to hear from the athletes, to hear from the coaches, to hear from different things like that. So we're glad to have you, man.
Thank you.
And second, and probably most important, welcome back home.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got the chills right now.
How does it feel to be home, first of all? Because that's the first thing on the questions is, it's Falfurrias, because that's what this podcast is. It's a Falfurrias-based platform. Everybody knows that. Talk about how it feels to be home. Talk about what it's like to have gotten that call, and just, you know, anything, everything that you want to talk about. I feel you. Come on.
Man, my eyes are lit up right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
Unfiltered, uncut.
Yeah, it's a dream. I've been trying to come back home. This is where I belong. I bleed green, and I can say that, and I mean it. This is what I've always been wanted, to come back home and come out the community. Like I was saying earlier when I interviewed, I didn't even ask how much I was going to get paid. I didn't ask anything like that. I just wanted to come back and be part of this community and give everything I had to these kids. Everything I had, and this town.
One thing I've always known about you, back when I was in high school, I went to high school, guys, just so you know, we've talked about it, I think, from 2011 to 2014. And back when I was there, one of your main thing, your biggest thing was the kids, was the community, was trying to establish a better culture within our school, and if you could, within the community and within the city. That's something I think anybody who has had the opportunity and privilege to come across you has been able to see and been able to experience. So for that, I want to expand a little bit more on that. Why is it so important that you make that connection rather than just trying to get accolades, trying to get better jobs, and trying to get, you know, just add to your resume?
Well, I've always been raised that it's about life's about service, about being about other people. And if you can change your life, especially like reason why I am the way I am is I lived by choice. I had great parents. Man, my parents were perfect. But by choice, I took a path that where I didn't always make the best decisions, you know. And through that, I've warranted most of the bad experiences I experienced. But at the same time, if I would not experience all those experiences, it wouldn't be, that's my testimony. That's why I can relate to so many kids who've gone through it. I've been there, done that. And I'm talking about when I've been there, done that, I've been there, done that. Drugs, losing somebody in my life, you know, talking about, you know, full circle, whether it be relationships, you know, I don't have no, and I am not embarrassed to talk about any of this, because you know what, when a kid sees you and sees that you're genuine about what you've gone through and says, you know what, like they see in my eyes and they see that I'm real. Cause I'm going to tell the kid what they need to hear and not what they want to hear. And a lot of them respect that. Life is far from fair. And if these kids do not know about struggle, because this life will knock you down, take you down, kick your way down, everything like that. And if these kids do not know how to be resilient and overcome, they don't stand a chance at all. So that is why I come back. And that's what I want to be part of it. Because like I was talking to you about earlier, I have kids, when I have all these people, like you said, that you've interviewed in the past, when they'll message me, the messenger, hey, coach, thank you for this. You know, that's what this is all about. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. I'm not worried about titles or money or anything like that. Like I said, I had 9 offers before I came to Falfurrias. Like I bleed green, I'm from Fal, and that's what I want to do, is I want to make Fal a better place.
So I don't know if this is like privileged information or something you want to keep off of the air, but would you be able to go into those 9 offers, where they were from, what you turned down, without going too deep or like going into anything that you don't want to enter into?
No, I'll tell you. I get off the top of my head. Now, I also do want to do say this. This is not about coaching. You know, when I was in Cotulla, I was the SPED department head in Cotulla. You know what I mean? And I pretty much would train the kids in the success ed, I mean, in the eSped program, on the program. I started, first offer was in Natalia. I had an offer with Sinton, Tolosa Midway, Mathis, Alice, Kingsville. I had Heronville, which I came very, very close to signing with. You know what I mean? So I know I'm forgetting some, but I had a Benavides. I had some people that were offered. San Diego called me to work in. So like I said, I had some offers, but I mean, I waited all the way till July to wait for Fal. I was literally in my truck about to go and sign the contract in Heronville when I got called for Fal Furias.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So guys, you heard a plethora of options that you had. Everything was laid out in front of you. Why was it, you talked a little bit about helping the kids, you talked about stuff like that. What is it that you wanted to come back and do as far as athletically and involving the special ed program and involving just at-risk youth and stuff like that? Because we speak a lot on the program about trying to be guidance or trying to be direction for, you know, kids that might not have it or might need it or might, you know what I mean, need an escape or an outlet from life. So what is it that you want to bring athletically, and what is it that you want to bring culture change-wise, mentality-wise?
I'm going to be straight up. First thing first is, man, I wanted to come back and with Jersey baseball. Jersey baseball was my big factor of drawing me back. Coach Salinas was on, called me, and because he was going to retire. And being like, that's my mentor. And he had talked to me, and it was coming. And at that time, Matthew Benavides was calling me from the Valley, that he was getting his opportunity at several schools. That's another school, Hard in the South.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Benavides calling it. But his deal was, he'll go only if he could bring me as an assistant coach. And that came very close to happening. So he decided to stay where he was at, and it all worked out with that. You mean, like, you know, God's plan. God's plan. So that's the big thing. And thank you, Coach Salinas. I don't know if you hear or listen to Darren Steen, but thank you, because I know you fought for me. I know you fought for me to come home, and I appreciate you. I love you, Coach. And I just want to say, like that is one thing. I am Jersey baseball. That's what I do. Now, also, I'm the energy guy. You know, I remember when they interviewed me, Dale Common said, hey, Coach, we hear you can feel the stands. And I said, yes, I can. Whether not because of the good coach, oh, I know all the football, I know all this stuff like that. But no, you know what, though? I can get kids to play. I can pull kids that normally would not be want to be part of a program. I can make them want to come and be part of something. You know what I mean? They feel me. And when I say that, they understand it, that when I'm real, they know that I love them. You know what I mean? I will talk to them. I will give them the shirt off my back. You know what I mean? I will go pull them out of their out of a house if I get if I have to. You know, and I've done it this year already. I did it when I was here before. You know what I mean? Because if I feel that they can do something better with themselves, I'm gonna do it. Yeah. I'm gonna do it. And because of and like I said, I have something that a lot of coaches don't have. I have street cred. You know what I mean? Is that the best thing to say? That don't, but I do. You know, and using that street cred, because most of the people in Papodios know that regardless of what my past, with skeletons, demons, whatever you want to call them, they know that my intentions for kids is about kids making them better. You know what I mean? Or, you know, showing them that you could be or do and get out of it and become something special. You know what I mean? So, like, that is the main thing. And I do like to target those at-risk kids because, you know what, all kids are good. They just make bad decisions. And I was one of them. You know, I'm an adult, and I still make bad decisions.
Same here. No. Yep. Okay. So, this has got to be already one of my favorite interviews because the passion in which that you speak with, and also the passion that you speak about the community with, is something that I can admire, I can respect, and I can relate to. I may not be the same as you. I mean, you're somebody who puts yourself out in front completely. You stand on the front lines. I'm somebody who is trying to build these things, establish these things that way people can use these things. You're more of, I'm going to put myself out there and we're going to get it done. And hey, send me, you know what I mean? I'm out there. I'm stepping forward. I've always liked that.
I learned it. The only way to actually experience or to be successful, you have to leave your comfort zone. That's where greatness relies. That's where it lies. You got to leave your comfort zone. And I don't only leave my comfort zone. I jump out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. All right, my next question is, you talked about baseball season. Let's talk about Jersey baseball. You speak about it like it has some swagger behind it. You speak about it with confidence. I'm pretty sure everybody listening to this understands why, at least everybody from FAL. But for those of the people listening outside of FAL Furias, explain why Jersey baseball is something that should be spoken about with swagger and with confidence, and what your plan for the direction is.
Because Jersey baseball is a tradition. Jersey baseball is not open enrollment, transfers coming in, stuff like that. Jersey baseball is homegrown. It's not drawing kids from other schools, anything like that. It's Jersey baseball. It's ex-Jersey baseball players making their kids more Jersey baseball players. It's a tradition. Like I told the kids when they came into the season, this is your opportunity to be famous. Because during Jersey baseball, I mean, all lives are on Jersey baseball. Whether you're against us, for us, and everything, but you want to know what's going on with Jersey baseball.
Fact. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a fact. That's eerily reminiscent of a local Dallas Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? In the sense that they want to know what's going on. They want to talk about it, whether it's good or bad, negative, positive. It wants to be talked about. Jersey baseball in a local sense has that same feel to it, that grandiose feel. It's been a while.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to have to stop you right there,
dude. I was going to say, I was hoping you wouldn't, but okay, you know what we do here.
I'm a New York Giants fan, bro. Everybody knows I'm a New York Giants fan. So you say that. You saw the look in my eye when you did that, bro. Come on, man.
I understand the mentality. Okay, yeah. I was going to say, because we would have gotten to that at the end of the episode if you would have given me. Okay, so anyways, going back, shout out the Giants. So they did good this year.
They did
real well. No. Let's finish talking about baseball and we'll go back to football here real quick. But let's talk about what I just addressed and what I just talked about, that feeling, that swagger, that confidence that comes behind playing in the Jersey baseball program. And like you said, I like the way you put it. This, for a lot of people, this is your chance to be famous. Mm-hmm. This is your chance to make something and people talk about you, and people, you're in the papers, you're going to be being written about on dayonevibes.com, our platform. We're going to be talking about you. We might get you on interviews, stuff like that. Like, you know, this is your chance, and more famous, quote unquote, than ever before. Because back when we were in high school, we didn't have stuff like this.
No.
Now we have an opportunity to really put you out there. Now there's opportunities in college to make money going into college. If you want to change your life, take this type of stuff serious. Is that something that you guys are going to be trying to instill into these players as well? Or is it just like, what is it that you would like to instill in them mentally?
Everything you know, in baseball, well, you know what, right now, with the whole athletic program right now, you know what, life is above the game. You know, yeah. And one thing, big thing we instilled in is the discipline. You know what I mean? Putting the team above yourself, you know, and work ethic, you know, the details, you know, and that goes all the way back to from when I was in high school and stuff like that. And it's above the game on what you learn in life. Like, you know what I mean? Being able to understand and pay attention. And, oh, yes, you want to have fun during the game, but you know what? Not everything that you do at practice or not everything you do is fun. But those detailed stuff that it aren't fun, that's what makes you great. And like I always tell the kids, and it's a saying that goes around, that you know what? We're going to be perfect. And is there such thing as perfect? Perfection? No, there's not. But on the way, you find excellence. So we are going to try to be perfect, and we're going to stay on them, and we're going to stay on them, and stay on them. Like yesterday, we put up 25 on George West, and 25-6, 25-7, we took them. And I am letting go. Then we come back. We could have Lavia on Monday, but it's only going to get harder. It's only going to get harder because you see that. And I'll tell you everybody right now, and I ain't being about cocky or anything like that. Our motto is we ain't after the gold glove. We after the gold medal this year. That is our thing. And in 540, you can say that when it comes to baseball.
Yeah. So that's the type of mentality that you want to take with the entire team, the entire program. Is that the entire athletic program, or is that just Jersey baseball?
My thing is, why couldn't it be the entire program?
I agree.
You know what I mean? Now, understand when it comes to physicality and size and stuff like that, when it comes to football and stuff like that. But I know last time I was here, our basketball team had made it to the regional tournament. You know what I mean? Main office games to go to state. You know what I mean? Shout out. And I tell you what, I give a shout out to Coach Rice, man. We got a good basketball coach, you know. He's about the kids and stuff like that. You know, he's a good one. I mean, okay. We lost a good one with Edmund. You know what I mean? But we
shout
got,
out.
Yeah. We got a good one. You know what I mean? And he's all about the kids. You know, and like I said, with our new AD coming in, Turo Garcia, he's another foul boy. You know what I mean? With foul people coming back, they say, oh, you know, foul people need to be given a chance because we are invested in this community. Straight up. That's facts right there. And when you see that coming in, now we're together, we're not looking through the rearview mirror going home. You know what I mean? This is where we are planted. This is where our roots are. This is what we do. These are our kids.
Yep.
You know, so if we can get everything coming in, and it's on a roll. It's on a roll. And you can see that these turning. You can see it. You can see it on that dirty old smiley. We're in the weight room, and I was running at FedEx, and I couldn't help but smile, man, because you see the boys, they've been training hard. You can start seeing their muscles showing. I have between 15 to 17 baseball players showing up at 6 o'clock a.m. workouts, a volunteer. You know, when I tell them you show up, I'm going to be here working out, show up, and volunteer. Those kids are it's been in the 30s this past week. They're in the weight room working out.
You want to shout those names out? Because, I mean, it's good to incentivize kids to want to participate in stuff like that. And it's also good for them to hear themselves get that type of acknowledgement, not praise, maybe acknowledgement. If you don't want to, that's also fine.
I can say it's the first name. I don't want to say it. I got Roman. I got Derek Chavera. I got Derek Barrial. I got Steven Arevalo. Andre Cisneros. Derek Vasquez. Jules Moreno. Cristian Hernandez. I mean, I don't want to leave people out, but I mean, I have a core people, Ben Benavides, Malachi Regalado. I got all, like, people are showing up, and Josh Sanchez, you know, there are people that are coming in, and they're putting in the work. If I left out anybody, I'm sorry, like I said, but you know, I people don't need to know, I know. You know what I mean? I'm saying, I know who's there in the morning. I'm just, like I said, off the top of my head, these are kids like that, you know? And it's something impressive because they're there. And like I said, and they don't have to be, but they're there.
Exactly. And that's why I say they should be acknowledged. Their names should be put on the platform. That way, whenever somebody's
Nathaniel,
listening to this,
Nathaniel Jaramillo. I'm sorry.
Hey, as you remember, ahead, run them off. I'm just going to talk, you know what I mean? They should be acknowledged for that extra effort because, again, I go back to it. We've never had anything like this. We've never had anything like this.
Well, the thing is I've heard that we've had the kids just did not do it. Now, maybe it was because, and like I said, I don't want to sound like that, but maybe the difference between someone being drawing them to it and stuff like that. You know, like the kids are drawing me. The kids see what I'm about.
The passion.
Yes.
The energy.
Yes.
The drive. They relate to it.
They feed off of it. You know, and like I said, and the thing is this is not a dog and pony show. This passion. This is what you see is what you get. You know what I mean?
And
I'm not one to just say, oh, talk down. No, I walk the talk. I talk the talk and I walk the walk.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
So, let's speak a little bit more about how overcoming trials and adversity is so important to you, because that's something that I often try to implement or at least speak about on the podcast in whatever that we're talking about. How is that? Is that something that you would like to pass on to your athletes and students? Is that something that you would just like to change the culture of FHS as a whole?
It's everybody.
Everybody? The entire community?
You know what? Yeah, resilience. You know, I'll tell you the story of, like, when I was...
It's just so big to me that people understand this point, you know what I mean?
When I was in Cotulla, I had my ankle surgery. I have 21 pins in my right ankle. And the first time, my first surgery did not go the way it was. And I remember I went back to the San Antonio Spurs doctor, and he said, they told me they did nothing to do for me. And I went back to the doctor, he said, we're going to have a surgery, we're going to have to cut your foot in half. And so, you know what, I was already thinking that, you know what, cut it off, put me in prosthesis, and let's go. You know, because like I said, I coached for 2 years in a boot or crutches. You know, so I was telling you, man, I remember I putting that trash bag over my leg. I mean, I was for 2 years, I was hobbled. And I remember breaking up, and some of y'all might find this funny, but you know what, I'm one of those persons that I do whatever I got to do to get myself to where I need to be. I remember, like, breaking all my shower doors, trying to get up, and the weight breaking up everything. And I remember one day, I broke the shower door trying to get up with my weight, and I fell in the bathroom floor, and I got up on the sink. And when I got up on the sink, I looked myself in the mirror, and I saw defeat. And, man, that killed me, because I consider myself a warrior. And I remember I grabbed the clippers, and I shaved my head, and I was just shaving my head. And my girlfriend comes, walks in, she's like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm shaving my head. And he said, why? Because I told him, I'm a soldier. I'm better than this. I overcome. That's what I do. You know what I mean? When I say this is a testimony, last year, an incident happened in Cotulla. I was making 87 in Cotulla, went to making 51. I had a drop charger with 22s on it. I lost all my furniture. I had to give up everything. Me and my girlfriend stepped up. Me and the girlfriend at the time, man, we stepped on the floor for a month because my girls had been. And I remember I would totally dislike the school that I was at. But you know what? I knew that I had to overcome. And I would do my devotionals in the morning, just started training again and stuff like that, because you have to. Life will not say, oh, poor Coach Gabe or poor. No, life is going to keep on kicking you. You got to kick back again, get up and say, you know what, no, let's do this. Yep. And I did. And you know what? That's the best, worst thing that ever happened to me, because if that incident would ever happen to me, I wouldn't be sitting here with you doing this interview with you as a Jersey, period.
As a Jersey. Because once a Jersey, always a Jersey. So was that always a part of your plan to come back, to end
yes.
up back home?
I bet you, yes. Yeah. My family here. My parents are here. You know, like, this is where I belong. And I got, when I left, it wasn't by my own decision. Like, you know what I mean? And you know what? I'm not going to go and say, put names out there and blame people and stuff like that. I wasn't the best me. I'm the best me now. In fact, I'm the best me I've ever been in my life. Yeah. Whether it be physically, spiritually, everything. You know what I mean? I've always said I'm not a role model. You don't want to live the life I've lived. You know what I mean? But you want to look at resilience. You want to look at somebody who's overcome. Mm-hmm. This is what you look at. This is what someone who could tell you, hey, you can overcome something. Now, is my progress to finally get to become one? Yes. Like I said, I don't say bad words anymore. I don't say nothing. I used to see me. The other day, I was doing push-ups inside Oasis because I said the S word. You know, all the coaches are laughing at me. Yesterday at the baseball game, I had Derek Chavera doing push-ups at first base because he said a bad word, but it just came out. You know what I mean? I called timeout with the umpire and had him do push-ups. You know what I mean? We are gonna get better, and it starts practicing. And it's integrity. You know what I mean? It's not only when you're at practice. Like I said, that's why I was doing them at Oasis, doing them at the Hooks convention outside in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It's when you do it when people are not looking.
Leading by example too. Yeah. Yeah. Because you're actually doing it. You're not just barking orders. You're living the life that you're...
I got all the coaches doing it. Yeah. You know what I mean? All the coaches be doing it. You know what I mean? And it's because it's become, whether it's the music, you know what? You can't put back it because, you know, you control your own self. But, you know, when it becomes everything, like muscle memory, when you stop it, not only when you're around people, when you stop it at home, when you stop it like that, it becomes easier because a kid can say about 5 bad words and not even know they said them. What? I said a bad word? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you know what I mean? For sure. That's the perfect segue because what I wanted to talk about was the coaches, specifically for Jersey baseball. So do y'all know the Jersey baseball coaching staff at the moment?
Yeah.
What is it? You want to run it down for everybody? That way everybody knows.
Head coach is Gus Esquivel, who had 18 years as Coach Salinas' his assistant. And, man, let me tell you what, man. Besides being one of the best men I know, yeah, man, that's a role model.
Coach.
Yeah, that's a good person. You know what I mean? And he's doing a fantastic job of managing everything. The best part about it, I love him. He lets me be me. You know what I mean? But he's doing a great job. He deserved to get that head title. He did. You know what I mean? He was side by side with Coach Salinas for 18 years, longer than anybody else. You know what I mean? I'm his first assistant. You know what I mean? I call myself the 10th man. You know the fact how dangerous I am on that field.
Yeah. Okay?
You got Lalo Guzman. Man, that Lalo is a sponge, man. That dude is, he is smart. He wants to learn. He comes to stand by me. He asks his questions. Like yesterday, I said to him, you know what? It was a varsity game. I said, you're going to coach first. He's like, why? And I said, because you're asking me so many questions, wanting to learn. You know what? You deserve it. You know what I mean? Joseph Perez and Gavino Cruz, the hard workers. Joseph's got to travel back and forth every day to Ricardo, go leave his kid in Cal Allen, everything. He'll stay as late, get here as early as you ask him to. No complaints, no nothing. We'll do whatever he said. Same thing with Gavino. Everybody knows what Gavino just went through with his child. You know what I mean? And he's doing whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever you ask him to do, they're soldiers.
Yeah.
They're soldiers, you know what I mean? And they're trying, they're learning, they're coaching. You spread the responsibility, and you don't need to watch what they're doing. They're doing it. And that's one thing that's a blessing. You know what I mean? Because even though, like I said, Malachi Regalado tells a lot of players, Coach Gabe's always watching. I'll be getting the kids from the parking lot. You know what I mean? Coach Gabe's always watching. You know what I mean? But those coaches, we're blessed because we're blessed with coaching staff. You know what I mean? Coach Salinas, I guarantee you, is very proud. You know what I mean? Because this staff is not only a Jersey baseball, we're stamped and approved by Coach Salinas, and to us, that's a big deal.
Did Coach Salinas have a big say in who was going to follow up in the coaching staff?
He had the say. He had the say.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jersey baseball is its own entity, man.
I was going to say, that's interesting how that works because, obviously, how long was Coach Sal there?
34? I want to say 34 years.
34 years that we had never seen a switch up in head coach.
Nope.
And we literally got to see it. Can you tell us anything about it? Like how it played out or, like, how many options there were? You know, I don't know what's confidential or what's not, but I mean that'd be cool to listen to. You know,
I'll be honest with you. I think Coach Salinas made it pretty clear who he wanted, and there was three of us. You know what I mean? There was three of us that Coach Salinas that he said, you know, these guys are, and he made it clear that he wasn't gonna be happy about it. It was Matthew Benavides, myself, or Goose. Not necessarily in that order. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I would think he Goose first because of his time with us. But me and Matthew, Jersey baseball, both experienced and both been head coaches. You know what I mean? So that's, you know, that was his team. You know, those were his choices. That's his pick. And he, like I said, he made it known. And I'm going to say, I think anybody out there who saw that Jersey baseball is going to be taken over, like I don't know of anybody who tried to get that position. I think it was made clear that
there was a
Jersey baseball is
somebody's gonna make the decision.
Yeah, you don't mess with Jersey baseball.
That's a good 1-2-3 pick right there from Coach Salinas.
Yeah,
that is like That's an impressive top three of candidates right there. So shout out to Coach Gus Esquivel. Everybody knows Coach Goose. I know Coach Goose. I've been with Coach Goose since sixth grade, you know, way back when. But congratulations, man. That's well-deserved. Great man. He deserves it. 20 years doing it. He was one of those that was in the weight room with us. You remember? Working out with us, too. So, yeah, hey, shout out to him. What I want to talk about is talk about your experience coaching with the great, legendary Coach Salinas. Talk about what it was like experiencing some of those accomplishments by his side, and talk about how it's helped you as a coach, if it has at all.
Well, yeah. I mean, I coached over 100 wins with by his side. You know what I mean? I was with him when he hit his 600. I was with him before he hit his 5. We coached over, you know what I mean, over that many years together. So I was with him for 6 years. I mean, not only that, as a Jersey baseball player. I mean, I was one of the ones that went to the 93 state team. Yep. You know, so I know that Coach Salinas not only taught me baseball, Coach Salinas showed me how to manage a program, how to, the details, how to shit out. Now, what I took from Coach Salinas, like from that, was how the details are so important, how to manage the team, how to make sure that it hold everybody accountable. You know what I mean? That's what I got from Coach Salinas. And not only that, I got from Coach Salinas is faith. You know, I would go to church. But you know, for Coach Salinas, faith, family fundamentals, you know, he pushed that. And, you know, when I first came in, I was a wildcat. You know what I mean? I was coming in here, I was firing. He knew my passion. I mean, he'd say, you know, you keep me on my toes for sure. That's for sure, Gabe. You know what I mean? He'd always tell me. But Coach Salinas is, like I said, he's my mentor. He's one of my favorite people. I would even go to the extent of seeing him as a second dad. You know what I mean? You know, of course, man, no one will ever place. You know, now before we almost stop there, you know what? Shout out to my parents. You know what?
That's true. Shout out to my parents, too.
Man. You know, my parents, man, I if it wasn't for them, I swear, I don't know if I get as much as they pray for me and what I put them through and stuff like that. Like, you know, like, they have stood by my side, and they're something that, like I said, like, all number one, that's my favorite people in the world. You know what I mean? Like, you know, God, but my parents, shout out to my parents. I should have done that in the beginning before, and I said all glory to God, but shout out to my parents, man, because none of this would be possible without their support.
For sure. I feel the same exact way. Shout out to my parents, too, by the way, because I should be saying that at the beginning of every episode, because everybody knows how important my parents are to my progress and the support that they've showed me and everything that we've done. It's been a long ride, man. Yes. It's been a long ride. It's been 30 minutes, actually, on this podcast right now. What I'm thinking is we go into a break.
Okay.
And then when we come out of the break, we will finish off the rest of this amazing interview, by the way, because it's only going to get better. I only got better stuff to talk with you about. So, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to take this thing into a break. And when we come back, we will finish off probably another 30-minute conversation, and we'll see what happens. Guys, we'll come right back. And after this break, we'll continue our conversation with Coach Gabe. Superstar producer Chach with the heat. You need beats. He's got the heat. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/Chach with the Heat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the heat of the realest underground entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the realest underground entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. All right, guys, we're back. As you guys know, most exciting, newest interview episode series, and we're here with Coach Gabe. Coach Gabe, what's going on? We're back. Let's get it. Part two. Second half. Fourth quarter, man. Let's go. Hey, so I want to pick back up. Talking about Coach Sal. We didn't get to finish that conversation. We went into the break. That was my fault, everybody. But let's talk a little bit about how working under or with Coach Sal has helped you as a coach.
Well, I will say this. Now, Coach Sal, do not get offended because you know this is the truth. Okay? I took Jersey. When I went to Cotulla, I took everything I learned from Coach Sal to Cotulla. And I went and taught Jersey baseball in Cotulla. I remember my friend who told me that they were the head baseball position. They had won 4 games in 5 years. And they told me, you win 4 games, you're a god. I was like, I'm a foul, bro. You know that? And no. When I got there, I don't know Well, Coach Salinas had gotten the Lifetime Achievement Award, and he gave me his first game at Hooks Stadium, you know, and it was my first year in foul, and they beat us 17-1. You know, I was by myself coaching. In fact, when we did in and out, Coach Goose helped me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. But,
oh, man, I wanted to go to that game, too. Go ahead.
Well, that was the first year. So second year comes around, because we played them four times. Second, then COVID hit. Second time comes around, and I come with a whole different team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Coach Gabe had a year on them because they wouldn't do baseball during the season. You know what I mean? They would only show up but be first baseball. I got them in mentality of training, and the next 3 games were different stories. You know, in fact, twice I should have beat and I could have beat them. We were beating them 3-1 in the 6th. My pitcher hit a pitch count that I had a district game. We were starting a district following Tuesday. We said, you know what, I called timeout. I called the kids in. I said, we got fouled. We're winning 3-1. What do you want? We stick to our game plan? Can we start this next week? Or we get fouled? They said, not cool. Let's stick to our plan. I take my picture out, and they come back and beat us 5-3.
Boom. Yeah. In typical foul fashion, too, for real.
Yeah.
Hey, at the minute that you show weakness, the minute that you pull from your game plan, Jersey baseball methodically just, you know what I mean? It catches up to you if you give them a chance.
Yeah, so, and then
you should have known better than that.
Man, you know what? Coach Salinas gave me the props. Man, we take pictures together. The Cotulla boys would call out the foul guys, their older brothers.
Yeah.
It was fun to see the warm-ups. It was almost like watching a mirror.
Man,
both
that's
of them
cool.
Doing everything like that. So I think the next game, the closest game was 5-3 was one of them. I think it was like 5-2 and 5-1, like it was like games.
Okay.
You know, and it was competition, you know, and coach, like I said, Coach Salinas gave me, like, you know, it was but I taught Jersey baseball in Cotulla, you know. So if you ask me what that's, you know, so really that team learned what I've learned from Coach Salinas.
So what would you say your mark was in Cotulla? What did Coach Gabe, you took Jersey baseball. What was the mark that you left?
Faith over fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the impact like of you being there? Because I think everybody that remembers you being here in foul remembers the impact and remembers how you changed our program, strength training specifically, culture wise and mentality wise. You know, as well to complement it. What was your impact in Cotulla?
The energy, the work ethic.
Yeah.
Also baseball. It was not a baseball town. In fact, like Coach Salinas said, some other coaches told me, like, they didn't even know Catula had a baseball team. And I'll say the story has been, I went my first year in Catula. They hadn't won a game. They went 0-20 year before. And in our district was George West, San Diego, Heronville, and Dilley. And then I showed up to the district meeting, and all those coaches are coaching me except for Dilley coach. And then district predictions come out, and they pick us number one. Not even having, you know what I mean? So man, that just shows the respect, you know what I mean? And in fact, when I showed it to everybody, Catula, like all the coaches started laughing, and I'm like, well, I hadn't seen the baseball program, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, why y'all laughing?
When we're then, about to get it.
Yeah, well, yeah, the first day of practice came, and I'm like, oh, okay. You
okay,
know?
now we know. Yeah. So baseball, football, you just finished your first year coaching football back in Falfurrias. Let's talk about let's talk about the football season real quick before we go on into things that are no longer athletically the topic. Let's talk about football because we have done shows with RM3. We have done shows with Rennie. Everybody knows we've done shows with different athletes from Falfurrias. Rennie just rushed for 2,000 yards this year, so that was like a big accomplishment. I think the first athlete football player since Mark Cates to hit 2,000, which was, you know, impressive, and that was cool. So shout out to that. Congratulations. What was it like coaching this year in Falfurrias for the football team?
So what is the difference? Tell me what is the difference? If I got it, you got it, you know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you moving, I'm moving, you know how we doing. So what is the difference? If I make it, we make it, there ain't no mistaking. It's been a decision. We've been on a mission. That is the difference. If I got it, you got it, you know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you moving, I'm moving, you know how we doing. So what is the difference? If I make it, we make it, there ain't no mistaking. It's been a decision. We've been on a mission. That is the difference. I come from a different seed, I'm a different breed, I'm cut from a different cloth. You boys like heat, the difference with me, you see, I'm not involved. Big up to the boys on the job, still hustling and getting the guap. However the business, as long as we get it, them haters gon' want us to stop. I never been average, matter of fact, I've been clever like magic. Been on attack and been causing the havoc, ain't showing no mercy, don't want y'all to have it. My timing, I'm gunning. For all of y'all waiting, we grinding for something. It won't be for nothing, the timing is coming. The work will pay off with the grinding and hustling. We all gonna eat, that shit will be lit like it's charging the beat. One move at a time, but you all gonna see how we came from the dirt and we start with a seed. So what is the difference between me and you? I've been handling business, I've been on the rise, but ain't nobody listen. I'm coming for mine, I won't hope for permission. Are you copying that? I'm over and out when I got me the stacks. A boat in the house with a lot in the back, but the road to the south, we can hop in the lack. Cause I got it, you got it, it really ain't nothing, no worries. We on it, you moving, I'm moving, let's make a deposit. Ain't much of a difference unless you tell me what is the difference. If I got it, you got it, you know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you moving, I'm moving, you know how we doing. So what is the difference? If I make it, we make it, there ain't no mistaking. It's been a decision. We've been on a mission. That is the difference. If I got it, you got it, you know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you moving, I'm moving, you know how we doing. So what is the difference? If I make it, we make it, there ain't no mistaking. It's been a decision. Been on a mission.
Been on a mission. And I swear there's something about the way this shit makes me feel. Like, cuz, oh, this is 10 years grinding, now it's feeling so real. Still ducking deals to Netherlands, what's up for the thrill? But no one knows the journey came with a cost to be in the field. And I'm so scared that this might all be for no reason. I'm still stuck on blowing every rack of Neiman's. Run that DOV, we hot and cold, we spit and switch of seasons. Still do this shit, I'm D-I-G, the P-I-M-P of the C-I-T. Why they hate? I'm too dedicated. I'm just trying to get a plate and get you one you can't relate. So get you some, the shit I know that Cole would say. We gon' stack that up and motivate, motivate. Stack that and we'll motivate, ay, ay. Michael Kors, stay with the golden phase. Kenneth Cole, what's up? I need the deal. I know that's something Ho would say. Yeah, I know that's something Ho would say. That Cole would say, that Tupac, Biggie, Roe would say. That tell me what is the difference?
If I got it, you got it, you know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you moving, I'm moving, you know how we doing. So what is the difference?
If I make it, we make it. There ain't no mistake. It's been a decision. We've been on a mission. That is the difference. If I got it, you got it. You know that we honest. So what is the difference? If you're moving, I'm moving. You know how we doing. So what is the difference? If I make it, we make it. There ain't no mistake. It's been a decision. We've been on a mission. That is the difference.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, hashtag that, hashtag that, true. The realest underground entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the realest underground entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.
Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports, Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.